Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Wingo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate. Wingo reaches second base with a double. There goes Heilman trying to get to home. Tate throws the ball into Rogel who relays the ball to Hoffman, who tags Heilman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Rothrock moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Stoner reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stoner moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reagan for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stoner hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wingo for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.